Good evening and welcome to Nightline Africa. We are coming to you live from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. Thanks for joining us. I'm Peter Clote in Washington, D.C.
The stakeholders, candidates and political parties, as well as the security agencies, are all putting hands on deck in order to ensure that these elections turn out to be free, fair, peaceful, and credible.
The head of the ECOWAS poll observer mission expects Liberia's polls to be credible.
You know, when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning, I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop. There's never justification for terrorist attack.
President Joe Biden expresses Washington's unwavering support for Israel.
If they want to be a country on their own, or they want to remain as part of La Republic du Cameroun, of course we knew we have to knock some doors. That is when they need for us to hire the lobby firm.
And a separatist group calls on the United States and the United Nations to put pressure on the Cameroonian government to organize a self-determination poll. Those stories and more coming up on Nightline Africa. At least 250 Israelis were killed and more than 1,000 wounded after dozens of Palestinian militants infiltrated Israel from Gaza by land, sea and air. Palestinian health officials said 200 Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. OVA Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Thousands of rockets launched from Gaza into Israel sent millions of Israelis running to shelters off and on throughout the day. Adele Reamer, a resident of Kibbutz Nirim near the Gaza border, describes what happened.
After at least 7 hours of being locked down in our safe rooms, the idea finally arrived and started going through the kibbutz house by house. Bush by bush, they have to clear everything out.
At a party in the forest near Gaza, Hamas gunmen on motorcycles opened fire in all directions. Several dozen Israelis were taken hostage and brought to Gaza, including women and young children. A spokesman for the Islamist Hamas movement said the Israelis are being hidden in underground tunnels inside Gaza. A Hamas spokesman said the attack was in response to what it called the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque and an increase in Jewish settler attacks on Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas that it will pay a price.
Since the morning, Israel has been at war. Our first goal is to clean the area from those who have infiltrated it and to return security and quiet to the areas that were attacked. The second goal, at the same time, is to exact a huge price from the enemy.
Israel launched a series of airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza and cut electricity to the densely populated strip. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden expressed Washington's unwavering support for Israel Saturday, and the UN Security Council will meet in an urgent private session Sunday following a deadly surprise attack by Hamas militants on several Israeli towns and cities. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
Palestinian Hamas militants infiltrated several Israeli towns and cities early Saturday after firing thousands of rockets from the Gaza Strip. Their fighters killed hundreds of Israeli soldiers and civilians and kidnapped dozens of hostages. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Israel would strongly retaliate. Scores of Palestinian civilians and fighters were killed during Operation Saturday.
The Israel Defense Force is about to use all its force to destroy Hamas's capabilities.
At the White House, President Joe Biden reiterated Washington's rock-solid and unwavering support for Israel.
You know, when I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu this morning, I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop. There's never justification for terrorist attacks.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the Hamas attacks and said he was appalled that civilians have been attacked and abducted from their homes and urged their immediate release. He called for diplomatic efforts to avoid a wider conflict. The UN Security Council will meet Sunday afternoon in an emergency closed-door session to be briefed on the situation. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, New York.
In Liberia, the head of the ECOWAS poll observer mission expects Tuesday's polls to be free, fair, transparent and credible. Professor Atahiru Jiga, a former chairman of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission, is also calling on stakeholders, including the political parties and candidates, to ensure a peaceful process. His remarks come as the Liberia Electoral Commission expresses readiness to administer what it says will be transparent presidential and legislative polls. For more about his expectations and meetings with stakeholders ahead of the vote, I reach Professor Atahiru Jiga in the Liberian capital, Monrovia.
Our expectations are that they will turn out to be free, fair, transparent, and peaceful. And all stakeholders in Liberia have worked hard to bring this about. The Electoral Commission, the NEC, has done quite a lot. And the stakeholders, candidates and political parties, as well as the security agency, are all putting hands on deck in order to ensure that these elections turn out to be free, fair, peaceful, and credible. Of course, in all elections, there are concerns. And those concerns are being addressed by the key stakeholders. For example, there have been concerns about deployment of logistics, particularly in inaccessible areas, this being the rainy season in Liberia.
You met some of the stakeholders, including the political parties. What did they tell you when you met them about their expectations and if their concerns have been addressed to ensure the elections are transparent and credible?
To be honest, we have been very happy and satisfied with our engagement with a range of stakeholders. First and foremost, all the candidates have reaffirmed their commitment to the Farmington River Declaration, a declaration that all of them have signed for nonviolent, peaceful elections. As you are aware, there have been unfortunate incidents of violence in which at least two people lost their lives in Kofa on the 29th of September. This has been a very unfortunate situation. The security agencies are investigating with a view to bringing the culprits to book.
Well, Professor Jiga, you have been at the helm of affairs of Nigeria organizing elections, and you have monitored elections across Africa. What are the two major key threshold you are looking for in monitoring this coming Liberia general election?
The key things normally we look for are, one, how adequately prepared is the Electoral Commission to deliver efficiently and transparently elections with integrity. All stakeholders obviously have a responsibility. So while looking forward to the role of the Electoral Commission, we also look at the way in which state institutions such as the police and the security agencies contribute to the integrity of the electoral process. Similarly, we also look forward to how the stakeholders, particularly the candidates and the political parties, engage constructively with the electoral process in order to ensure that all hands are on deck to have elections that have integrity and that are peaceful. So we've looked at all of these things in Liberia, and we are satisfied if what we see is sustained and continues up to the day of the elections, then the elections will have requisite integrity in comparison to expectations and global standards.
What is your message to the people of
Liberia as they head to the polls to choose their next new leader?
My message is that Liberians need to recognize that they have had already 20 years of trying to consolidate democracy after the unfortunate civil war that they had experienced. And it is very, very important that they sustain this process of democratic development through peaceful elections and the peaceful transfer of power. This is even more important given what has been happening in our sub-region with the negative tendency, unfortunate tendency of unconstitutional changes of government.
Professor Tairu Jiga is the head of the ECOWAS Poll Observer Mission. He spoke with me from the Liberian capital, Monrovia.
On this weekend's Issues in the News, two House Republicans vie for support from their colleagues on Capitol Hill as the U.S. House Speaker position remains vacant after the removal of Kevin McCarthy. Listen this weekend on VOA's Issues in the News.
In Cameroon, a separatist group is calling on the United States and the United Nations to put pressure on the government in Yaoundé to organize a so-called self-determination election. It will enable English-speaking areas to choose to remain part of the country or become an independent nation. The group, which calls itself the Federal Republic of Ambazonia, says several mediation efforts by the country's partners, including Canada, have not resolved the ongoing conflict. This after the group hired Joe Slavik of Scribe Strategies and Advisors, a Washington-based lobby and public relations firm, to provide advisory services and outreach to U.S. government officials, businesses, and organizations. For reaction to the group's call for a self-determination vote and the latest political development in Cameroon, I reach Chris Anu. He is the leader of the Federal Republic of Ambazonia Separatist Group.
It's been a while that what we call La République du Cameroun pulled out of the Swiss peace process and pulled out of the Canadian peace initiative. And without any avenue for us to sit down at a negotiation table to talk, the option we have is take this to the United Nations and have the United Nations conduct a referendum in Ambazonia where the people can decide if they want to be a country on their own or they want to remain as part of La République du Cameroun. Of course, we knew we have to knock some doors. That is when the need for us to hire the lobby firm came about.
What does this do for what many of our supporters are saying, the struggle for independence? What does this mean for you? Because on the other hand, the government supporters are saying that this is a yet another move that shows that you are not interested in dialogue to resolve your concerns, but you want a separate country and creating chaos back home. Your response?
Well, that is absolutely baloney. Who doesn't want dialogue? I started this interview by talking about dialogue. The only country that doesn't want dialogue is La République du Cameroun. We waited with the Swiss for 3 years until they walked away. We went to Canada. We had pre-talks with them, seated on the table, and then only for them to go out and say they were never there. So, no, it is not about us not wanting dialogue. It is about La République du Cameroun objecting and walking away from every dialogue initiative. For your information, we have just now entered the 8th year of this war. And that country has not as much as considered any genuine dialogue that can sit down to address the root causes of the conflict.
Where are you getting the resources to fund this project with a lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. in particular? And supporters of the government are saying that here you are collecting money to undermine the cohesion and unity of Cameroon, and that you should be dismissed outright, and that you are one of the agents sowing divisions in the country and causing insecurity.
Well, you know, war. Part of war is propaganda, and I am not surprised with what will come from supporters of La République du Cameroun. What we know is that we are freedom fighters. And when you talk about money, that if we are still going on and on and on today, it is because Ambazonians, especially in the diaspora, they are hungry for freedom. They want their own country. They want to come out of the shackles that La République du Cameroun put on our hands for the last 61 years, and they continue to support every effort that we carry out, especially when it comes to this lobbying firm. They are supporting it. They are paying for it. And I bet you every day that Ambazonians in the diaspora see a positive step like this one, they rise to the task and they are ready to support it.
How long is the contract for, and where do you go from here?
We want the United Nations to come on board and say to La République du Cameroun, since you do not want to negotiate, to dialogue with Ambazonians, and since you say that Ambazonians are for one Cameroun, why not agree to a vote in Ambazonia, supervised by the United Nations, for Ambazonians to decide so that this conflict can be brought to an end easily. If tomorrow a referendum is held in Ambazonia and the people of Ambazonia say they want to remain with Cameroon, the conflict is over. The people of Ambazonia say they want their own free and independent state, the conflict is over and people, and they will stop killing people. So this is where we are headed to. And this is what we want to achieve with the use of our lobbying firm.
Chris Anu is the leader of the Federal Republic of Ambazonia Separatist Group. He spoke with me from Houston, Texas. The General Secretary of the Uganda National Teachers Union says the group is expecting a prompt response from state institutions to expedite President Yoweri Museveni's directive to promote living standards for teachers. Philbert Bagume's remarks come after President Yoweri Museveni directed the Ministry of Education and Sports to establish a plan to promote teachers. The directive, officials say, could streamline compensation, motivation, and incentives for teachers. For more reaction, I read Philbert Bagume in the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
Where the teacher's scheme of service has been around since 2008, and the government has not been implementing it, giving an excuse of wage bill. And therefore, now that he has re-echoed, it is not a new event. Now that he has re-echoed, I want to believe the responsible ministries are going to take heed and operationalize the teachers' scheme of service so that the teachers can get motivated, rather than having teachers teaching for 20 years when they are just on one scale. Right now we have a group of teachers. They are more than 100. They were promoted 1 year ago, but up to today, they have not accessed the salary under the guise that the position does not exist in the structure, and yet the position appears in the teacher's scheme of service.
With this new directive from the president, will this motivate teachers or members of your organization?
Obviously, everybody would want to be promoted, and that is a welcome idea. But what I'm saying is, government has been giving lame excuses, not implementing the teacher's scheme of service, when the scheme of service has been here since 2008. We want to see the teachers motivated and supposed to work. But this has been lacking. The will has not been there. And we hope this time round, the responsible ministry or ministries are going to act according to the president's directive.
On several occasions, you've expressed concern about the system, you know, promoting classroom teachers within the education ministry, citing instances that a teacher who enters the service after completing the education has limited chances of being promoted despite them upgrading unless appointed as a head teacher or deputy head teacher. The president basically is saying that what you are saying is true and that it is unfair and that must be corrected. What has been the response or reaction from members of your organization?
Of course, this is a well-conceived idea, and the members are excited, but they are hoping to see it being implemented. Of course, like I tell you, if the document has been there, and for over these years, more than 10 years, the document has not been fully implemented. It has been implemented partially and sluggishly. So the excitement is there, but they hope to see the implementation.
Some people are suggesting that this presents an opportunity for your organization, the teachers' organization, to engage the ministry to see the plans to implement this directive from the president. And they said this could help expedite the process. What are your thoughts?
Of course, we have been having issues where the ministries responsible are not in agreement. We have the ministry which is in charge of salaries, and we have the ministry which is in charge of education. Ministry of Education promoted the Ministry of Public Service in charge of salaries was saying this position does not exist. Now, our follow-up is to make sure that we see the president's directive being implemented by the responsible centers so that our teachers, who almost lost hope, can now begin seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
Philbert Baguma is the Ugandan National Teachers Union representative. He spoke with me from the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
The first African summit held in Kenya has concluded with the Nairobi Declaration calling for world leaders to ensure large-scale financing for climate-related investments and debt relief. This week's Our Voices will look at African women's role in protecting their environment and ask experts for ways their voices are represented in the global fight against climate change. Join the conversations on Wednesdays at 1900 UTC.
Hundreds of Namibian communal farmers who seasonally cross the border into Angola in search of pastures for their livestock have been asked to leave and apply for permit as Angola clamps down on illegal cattle herders in their country. For VOA, Vitalio Angula reports from the Namibian capital, Windhoek.
Changing weather patterns attributed to global warming are causing a decline in pastoral land and is affecting cross-border migration of farmers in migrating countries. Emmanuel Nangolo has a herd of 300 cattle, and from time to time, when pastures are not green in Namibia, he makes his way north to Angola to feed his hungry cattle. But now the Angolan government has introduced new restrictions that don't allow him to move freely, as in the past. Valden Devashia is the governor of the Ohangwena region in northern Namibia, which borders Angola on the north. He says Namibian communal farmers in the north have been allowed to graze there, but now they have started building permanent structures such as fences and buildings, which is not allowed.
Those of you that defend the land would have to remove those fences. The other point he emphasizes is that that area, when people are coming to graze there, is that it's treated as an area for cattle posts. Whenever there are those that go there, and then they are settling there on a long-term basis, which would not allow for the grass to replenish again.
Namibia's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Netumbo Ndaitwa, who may be the next president of Namibia, has been dispatched by the country to find a solution to the problem with her counterpart in Angola, Tete Antonio, the Minister of External Relations of Angola. Ambassador Pendananta is the government spokesperson in the matter and the executive director of Namibia's Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation.
As you know, Namibia is a country that is a drought-prone country, and this has necessitated our farmers to be in Angola. But of course, certain things might have developed that has irked certain individuals in Angola. But the two countries continue to negotiate and see how best they could resolve this issue.
The loss of grazing land in southern Africa has been blamed on the negative impact of global warming, loss of pasture, and unpredictable rainfall. For Namibia and Angola, countries that border each other, cattle farmers are looking to their governments for solutions to the problem. Vitalio Angula, Windhoek, Namibia.
An Egyptian court on Saturday denied an appeal by prominent dissident Hisham Kassim against his jail sentence, his lawyer said, after lawmakers rejected a European Parliament resolution urging his release. Kassim was sentenced to 6 months in prison and a fine of around $650 after being convicted of defaming a former minister and contempt officials, charges the European Parliament called politically motivated as Egypt gears up for a presidential election in December. According to his now suspended Free Current Political Alliance, Kassim was a potential presidential candidate in the election, which is already fraught with accusations of repression. In advance of the appeal, the European Parliament passed a resolution on Wednesday calling for Kassim's immediate release and expressing deep concern over Egypt's restrictive electoral process after presidential hopefuls were jailed or harassed. The Egyptian Parliament released a statement on Friday rejecting the European Parliament resolution, which it said was a violation of the independence of the Egyptian judiciary. This is the Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clotty, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley, and that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music from our African collection. But first, it's now time for Nightline Africa Sports, and for that, let's join Samson O'Malley.
Hi, Peter, and good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sports. We begin the sports with cricket, as history was made at the ICC World Cup taking place in India, as Aidan Makram hit the fastest World Cup century in ICC World Cup history in a statement 102-run victory over Sri Lanka in Delhi. South Africa, sent in to bat after losing the toss, pulverized the Sri Lankan attack to record the highest total in World Cup history, 428 for 5 in their 50 overs. Makram's 100 off just 49 balls pipped Kevin O'Brien's effort against England in 2011 by just one ball when he hooked paceman Dilshan Majshrankar for 6. Makram, in his post-match interview, said he was excited to make such a history without really planning for it.
The outfield was really fast, so value for shots is always there. And that's almost what I was thinking the whole time, was if you're setting up to hit really strong, hard cricket shots, the outfield and the pitch helps you out quite a lot as well. So it worked luckily tonight. Balls hit gaps. I mean, they don't always hit gaps, and could be a different story. But thankful it worked out that way. And again, it was a really good pitch, so that definitely assisted.
South Africa's next match is against Australia in Lucknow on Thursday, while Sri Lanka travelled to Hyderabad to play Pakistan on Tuesday. The draw for the CAF Women's Champions League Cote d'Ivoire 2023 will take place on Monday, the 9th of October in Abidjan. The third edition of the prestigious Africa Women's Club competition is set to take place between the 5th and the 19th of November 2023. This is the first time that CAF's elite club competition will be hosted in West Africa. Morocco's AS FAR are the current champion of the CAF Women's Champions League. In the men's version of the Africa's elite club competition, the draws were conducted on Friday in Johannesburg, South Africa, producing some mouth-watering fixtures for the CAF Champions League group stages. 16 strong African teams' clubs have been drawn into four groups of four to determine the group stages of the competition, with the first round of fixtures scheduled for 24th to the 25th of November. And now to handball, where Tunisia's national handball team defeated Iraq 35-28 in a friendly match on Saturday as part of a training camp in Turkey in preparation for the African Nations Championship in Egypt. The Tunisians will play second friendly against Turkey on Monday. The African Nations Championship 2024 will also serve as a qualifier for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. And finally, In basketball news, a qualifying campaign for the fourth edition of the Basketball Africa League BAL got underway on Friday in Madagascar, but it was the Group E host, COSPIN, who were off to a great start to their campaign as they easily outran the Comorian basketball club Ushidinzi 87-52 in Saturday's road to BAL 2024 action in Antananarivo in Madagascar. And that's it for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospect in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under-Secretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Last week, the 15-member United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution by 14 votes in favor, 2 abstentions, Russia and China, to authorize the deployment of a police force being offered by Kenya and to help the police force of Haiti. There were many, many concerns about such a complex operation in the sense that the Kenyan police and the authorized multilateral security support force may be countering a group in Haiti, about 10,000 combatants. This resolution also encouraged African states that may want to cooperate with the Kenyan forces. There was much goodwill towards Haiti by all the members of the Security Council, and there was deep awareness of the complexity of such an operation. The force also was given a mandate for 1 year, but after 9 months, the Security Council wants to review the operation in anticipation of the mission within a year. The members of the Council were also concerned that this authorized mission, which is under Chapter 7 of the United Nations Charter, which is enforcement force, may get in some problems, and they do not want to see a mission creep as people felt this was done in 2011 in Libya, when in their view, the no-fly zone operation was misused by others. The difficulty of the operation was also in mind when members of the Security Council insisted that they must have a clear idea that arms ban must continue on the grounds that most of the arms that are being used today by what some call bandits are coming from outside. Also, the Security Council members insisted that they want to see the concept of operation of the force and continuing consultations throughout the operation. It's important to bear in mind that this force, which is under Chapter 7, is extremely important because enforcement forces are not peacekeeping forces. They may be authorized to use force. And those that have human rights consultations are insisting that the police force being sent to Haiti should observe human rights, and they must also be sure that they do not hurt the Haitian people, who themselves have some concerns about such a force. So in a sense, the African people and the world community must give high marks to the Kenyan people, who despite the risks are prepared to send the police force to assist the Asian police force. And in this regard, Africans must express deep regret that the former defense minister of Kenya should utter the words that were used by a former prime minister of England when in 1938 he uttered those same words of a faraway people for whom much less is known, as he marched to Munich to sign the infamous Munich Agreement of Appeasement. Africans must also be aware that if they want the world to correctly grant them a seat at the table of international mediation, they must be prepared to take risks for the maintenance of international peace and security. I thank you.
And that was One Man's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. And it's Sunday on Nightline Africa. This is the time we get to relax and reflect, a flashback with music from the continent.
No time for story, just shake it for me. I'm loving this, your body. You make me feel alive. So glad you're in my life. One look into your eyes and I start to fantasize. So if you wanna party with a jagger man, don't search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand?
Yeah.
I'm the man, girl, I'm the man. If you wanna party with a jagger man, don't search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand? I'm the man, girl, I'm the man. I'm the man, the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, the man.
Yeah.
I'm the man.
I'm the man, I'm the man. TZ, man, I'm back on the popular demand. They're waving their hands and I'm smiling complain. They're shaking the stand, ta-ta-ta, shake their ass. Wait, take it to a classic. Cause inshallah, we're gonna be taking mad trips. It's a long time coming between you and me. I ride in glee, making you my queen. They told me loving won't be that easy, but you can't see me, I'm the man, TZ. So now we're gonna vibe, gati, gati, gati. Hakuna gabi, ja.
Mama, na kuita, kuita. Tucheze na mitu. If you wanna party with a jagger man, don't search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand?
Yeah.
I'm the man, girl, I'm the man. If you wanna party with a jagger man, don't search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand? I'm the man, girl, I'm the man. Search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand?
Yeah.
I'm the man, girl, I'm the man. If you wanna party with a jagger man, don't search, baby, I'm your man. I'ma make you feel good, don't you understand? I'm the man, girl, I'm the man.
I'm the man,
I'm the man. I'm the man,
I'm the man. Yeah.
I'm the man.
I'm the man.
It's another one.
That is it.
Navaigle chapanda kila kitu kiko juu kama antenna. Ni jojo zozo vitu viko momo watoto kama limeshusha container. Shosti hizo shoti zita kukosti mana muda tutaziongeza tena. Jimmy Jevu tauzi mana wapuzi wataanza kuleta wapuzi tena. Na hii time ya kubeng na hii. Na kumbe hizi pisi zinavuta nani. Seshe mwite pushra tulete nani. Na kama mchongo pesa usiwazi maji. Tulipofika tujali na kama ukitaka kutujua tunakuonyesha. Tunaumia ila tujali na kama unakilona tunatuonesha.
Koko, koko, tunakomesha. Koko, koko, tunakomesha. Koko, koko, tunakomesha.
Na juu ya meza
ni sawa.
Ila hakikisho najiweza. Ukileta uchawa
ni sawa.
Tumeshalipia utachomeza. Nicheche warembo walete. Tulendete mida flani tutete. Shape unayo wa uteseke. Mr. Tizi T-Touch ni maseke.
Ni show show slow slow. Vitu viko momo. Watoto kama limeshushwa container.
Tulipofika tujali. Na kama ukitaka kutujua tunakuonyesha. Tunaumia ila tujai na kama ona kidona tunatokesha.
Koko, koko, tunakomesha.
kuleta tena Jimmy J utauze mana wabuzi watanza kuleta ufuti tena
Steady blessing my life, like I said, I chew with my heart. You arrive like an air marshal, and I know that you know that we control it. Come live in the moment and come wine it. You're finally mine, and I'm just smiling. So listen to me as I give you my peace and love. We stuck to the crease and look to above for support and guidance, and I'm lovely. Si komagi magi na konyagi. Tipsy, tipsy on this beat, catch a vibe in between underneath you. Make a mess when I clean up, I'm neatly. Leave me in this pot of love, raining on me, make me drown in your flood. Yeah, give me thanks to above, anatomy grace, and I'm not talking scrubs. Yeah, me ni binadamu mama, tend to my heart, no drama. Get my blessings from father, I mean your mama and papa and whole family. Hey, give me life like it's no other, I mean mama and papa and whole family.
stay low key.
Oh, you outside?
Come and vibe with me. A lot of stress in my message, need your company. See, I lost it for a second, but I am CZ. I'm the man, like, don't forget about it. Misstep slide, only in my head about it. Got some loving for you, baby, no, I never doubt it. Need to get back on my chill, not upset about it. Now send my boy back, my boy down. Send my presence to the blessing, rub my shoulders. Get that feeling when I hold her. See, you rockin' with TZ, but I told ya. See, it ain't no surprise with me, okay.
Okay.
I'm on my grind, baby, don't play.
Don't play, cause that
everything I do. See, I'm rockin' for you, and I'm rockin' my crew all day. And I knock off the bullets when I'm in the mood. Ain't nobody can screw my J. Getting high altitude, and the later the greater my time punctual can make. Keep the legacy, we striving for great, know the pedigree. And get hot, but my flow's on freeze. You can name one, and I can say TZ. Yeah,
Navuka mipaka tu. Sao shida hapa ni furaha tu. I do the impossible. Make a wine, she's untouchable.
Tulewe maisha na tucheze dada. Sitaki mapicha na tule maraha. Oya cheza, kidumbaki. Come ride with me, vibe in my Bugatti. Oya cheza, my lovey-dovey. Come ataki, you know, come wine on me. Oya cheza, kidumbaki. Come ride with me, vibe in my Bugatti. Oya cheza, my lovey-dovey. Come ataki, you know, come wine on me.
Navuka mipaka tu, sao shida hapa ni furaha tu. I do the impossible, make a wine, she's untouchable.
Tulewe maisha, na tucheze dada. Sitaki mapicha, na tule maraha. Oya cheza, kidumbaki kidumbaki. Kidumbaki kidumbaki, cheza. Kidumbaki kidumbaki. Kidumbaki kidumbaki. Kidumbaki kidumbaki. Kidumbaki kidumbaki, cheza.
Smart Junior One.
Hell of a year, but don't cry about it. I mean, my fella gone too soon, but I know he vibing. Hey, I'm on my knees, keep on praying about it. I got my hustle and my grind stuck on autopilot. I say,
one time for TZ25301. CTD and slide, I stay so fly, come and catch this vibe. I'm on my grind, I ain't got no one. One time for TZ25301, my CTD and slide, I stay so fly, come and catch this vibe. I'm on my grind,
I ain't got no time for ya, only vibes for ya. You got me smiling with my people and I'm loving ya. You see me genie, I'm a Nazi, I'm emotional. A certain feeling I can't find and I'm devotional. Wait.
You can find me by the ocean chilling for hours. I know I'm not the type to wait, I'll go alone. Natangulia ukifika, baby, just holler. But if you don't come through, it's cool. My city too fly, body going up in the 255. So tell me what you're trying to do. I got plans for you if you can bust a move.
Fucker. Natafta tu mapene madialiwa, got my blessings, nazi kamata. I mean, I'm so proper, believing in myself, I got these bars. Play with me, I blow your whole spot up. I'm heartbroken in the heart that I know. I got a lot of pain, but it's something I control. I got my trust in God, so don't ever call me bro. You tryna finesse me, I'ma treat you like a one time for TZ. Hey, why they scream my name, cause I run my CT. I ain't worried about the fame, cause I'm live, I'm litty. Catch me smiling on the stage, your girl call me pretty. Wait, huh?
You can find me by the ocean chilling for hours. I know I'm not the type to wait, I'll go alone. Natangulia ukifika, baby, just holler. But if you don't come through, it's cool. My city too fly, body going up in the 255. So tell me what you're trying to do. I got plans for you.
One time for TZ25301, my CTD inside. I stay so fly, come and catch this vibe. I'm on my grind, I ain't got no. One time for TZ25301, my CTD inside. I stay so fly, come and catch this vibe.
Thank you.
na shoto akinipiga jicho ni midundu ya moyo. I say oops, but I thought I told you about that. Anything you need, I got you, I got you. Told you that baby, I got you. For my life, it's deeper than TV. I got you, I got you. So when I call me back, do not ponder. I said I promise that when I call, do not ponder. My angel, my key, and my queen, God's greatest creation. There's no ABCs to describe your love, your strength, your strong perseverance, persistence, and power, your royal appearance. I'm so inspired by you. You fed me, you raised me, brought me to my truth. So I'm speaking to my moms today. But every woman got their strong tendencies. It's in their nature to just nurture, to care, and to love, and to pray our enemies away. Hey, and then I gotta speak to my ladies. I love you just to how you swing and you sway. I'm out here vibing to the beats in my bay, and I don't need another high cause I'm just flying away. My baby give me overdose, overdose, overdose. My baby give me overdose, overdose, overdose. Simba give me overdose, overdose, overdose. And she give me overdose, overdose, overdose. Hey, mami na liaski ani na vyo kwambi na bamba na on my way. Natafta njia ni ya kuwana wewe daima na milele. Overdose, overdose. So she give me overdose, overdose, overdose. Take me down, baby, leave me up daily. Revive my pensi, oh yeah. I know me, you know I know. We build a legacy. So I'm grinding and I'm stuck in it. You know how I get it. I pray, I spit, I breast, and then I'm stacking it. And I'm gonna need my.
And that was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightland Africa here at the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightland Africa comes to you from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we're on air on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightland Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters and engineer Al Santos, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, until the rotten teeth is extracted, one must learn to chew with caution.